The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. A heavier show today than normal for good reason. Horrible, horrible situation over the weekend. 10 dead in Buffalo after a crazed gunman went into a supermarket and senselessly and, you know, just horrifically killed all of these people. And we talked a lot about this in the first and second hour. We are going to cover some other things in this last hour. You're always welcome to call in. It's 844-500-4242. I do want to talk a little bit here, and I never thought I would see the day. But you know what? If I'm learning anything now, it's as crazy as the far left is getting. You never know who you're going to end up agreeing with. It's like that old expression, politics makes strange bedfellows. I understand that more fully every single day because I'll see a take from someone and I'll go, I can't believe I'm agreeing with fill in the blank. The classic one is Bill Maher. But eventually you say that like 10 times, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Bill Maher. You start to go, well, actually, yeah, I can't believe that. I've agreed with him before. He's clearly not insane like most of the other radical progressives. Here's one that I haven't said it about before. I can't believe, and Jared, gird your loins for this because this might surprise you. I cannot believe that I am agreeing with Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos. Some people know him for being the head of Amazon. Some people know him for being the guy who travels into space with a cowboy hat on. And some people know him for those cringy text messages he sent to his now girlfriend where he talked about reading the newspaper with her in the morning. But no matter how you know him, you know he's pretty liberal. He owns the Washington Post. Democracy dies in darkness. He's a massive anti-Trumper. And yet he was weighing in on inflation. And I want to read you this. And then, we'll take calls because this is not the only thing that is piquing my curiosity as far as strange bedfellows today in the Democrat Party. Jeff Bezos is replying back to a tweet about inflation. And he says, in fact, the administration tried hard to inject even more stimulus into an already overheated inflationary economy, and only Manchin saved them from themselves. Inflation is a regressive tax that most hurts the least affluent. Misdirection doesn't help the country. That's Jeff Bezos. Misdirection. He's saying misdirection from the White House? Like, what are they trying to... Are you saying this isn't a messaging problem, but they're actually trying to just distract us from all of their disasters? Jeff. Oh, Jeff, I don't think the Washington Post is going to be invited to the fancy parties this year. What has gotten into you, sir? No, but on a serious note, I love it. I love to see it. It makes me think, Jared. But I should say, when you couple this with Elon Musk potentially taking over Twitter, that looks like it's a little shaky now. When you add this into a recent statistic I saw, let me just pull it up here, about Disney, which I found to be very interesting. This is from Christopher Rufo. This was just 15 minutes ago. He said, the share of Americans with a favorable impression of Disney has collapsed from, or is how you would say, collapsed from 77% last year to just 33% today. This is catastrophic reputational damage and a warning to other companies about the cost of going woke. Disney, which built a family-friendly brand over the course of a century, is now less popular than both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. It's stunning. Brands typically have much higher favorability ratings than political figures, but when Disney started to promote left-wing racial and sexual politics, it soon had a favorability rating roughly equal to the most polarizing national politicians. A lesson there. And the lesson, whether it's Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Disney, is that people aren't buying they're not buying what the left is selling anymore, and they're speaking out against it. And Disney's a great example because I think for a long time, companies felt like there's no repercussions. We can go as woke as we want. We can send out these, you know, virtue signaling emails, and we're just going to get praised for it. You know, like the people who, the conservatives who disagree with us will keep buying our products. The liberals who agree with us will, you know, will steer clear of bringing their pitchforks to our next board meeting. It's a win-win. Well, now it's not. Now you actually have a lot to lose. And so what happened? Netflix sends out the letter to its employees saying, you know, if you don't like the content here, might not be a good place for you to work, which is a huge change-up. That is the biggest change-up I've seen in the last, like, 5 years as a company saying, if you don't like it, leave it. You know, take your stuff and get out. That is a big shift. And then you have this news about Disney. And then you have Jeff Bezos going back and forth. And then ready for this. This is another update here. This is coming in live on the feed. Jeff Bezos says this thing about inflation. You know, he makes that crazy statement to say that Biden is pumping money into an already inflated economy. Who would ever think to say that? And the White House puts out this quote. It doesn't require a huge leap to figure out why one of the wealthiest individuals on earth opposes an economic agenda for the middle class that cuts some of the biggest costs families face, fights inflation for the long haul, and adds the historic deficit reduction the president is achieving by asking the richest taxpayers and corporations to pay their fair share. It's also unsurprising that this tweet comes after the president met with labor organizers, including Amazon employees. Jeff Bezos! Not ready to give up the fight, not understanding that this is them telling you, sit down and shut up, sir, writes back. He's feeling, I think this is the Elon Musk effect. I think he's going, you know what? I need some street cred. Elon Musk seems to be hip with the younger kids. He's smoking pot with Joe Rogan. People seem to like him. He's getting a lot of retweets and likes.
I need to put my cowboy hat on backwards.
You know, Jared, I'm actually glad.
Like those kids.
I'm actually glad we're talking about this because I do think that Jeff Bezos very much cares about strange new respect and just popularity in general. Like everything he does has a cringeworthy element to it. The cowboy hat being one of them. I'm not opposed to a cowboy hat, but like when you're going into space, there's things about him that send off that red flag of like, this guy wants to be liked. He's got a Sally Fields quality of, you like me, you really like me. And so now he sees Elon Musk coming in as this super villain, bad boy billionaire. And he's like, wait, I want to get in on this. All I have to do to get this strange new respect from the youth is to state things that are obvious. I can do that. I'm a billionaire. I have half a brain. So he starts saying this inflation's out of control. Whoa, you poke the bear. So this is what he writes back to the White House. This is like a, you know, they're going back and forth now. He says, look, a squirrel. This is the White House's statement about my recent tweets. They understandably want to muddy the topic. They know inflation hurts the neediest the most, but unions aren't causing inflation and neither are wealthy people. Remember, this is a double tweet. He sends two. Remember, they're best to add another $3.5 trillion to federal spending. They failed, but if they had succeeded, inflation would be even higher than it is today. And inflation today is at a 40-year high. I am, Jared. Something's happening here. That's number one.
There's something happening here.
It's not very clear.
What it is ain't exactly clear.
But the fact that Jeff Bezos is saying that not only do we have inflation, which for a while we were told didn't exist, but that it's not Putin's fault. That's number two. That's strike number two. And strike number three is that he is suggesting that spending $3.5 trillion more dollars on Build Bagel Backstreet Back Better wouldn't have helped, but actually would have hurt and made inflation worse. That's strike number three.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
That escalated quickly. Jeff Bezos just went from their number one guy to the third worst man in the world. It goes Orange Man bad. No, you know what? Here's my... Let's do a power ranking of the worst men in the world, according to the left. I think it goes number one, Donald J. Trump. You don't even have to question that. That's like number one. That's going to go on forever. Number two, I would say Elon Stalin, Elon Musk. Number three, coming in at number three, we have Death Santis. Number four, this is what I would say to Jeff Bezos, possibly you. If you keep it up, Jeff, at this pace,
black leather gloves,
you are looking at a number four spot. So just keep doing what you're doing. Stay on Twitter. That's the fastest way to become the worst man in the world, you know, is to pick up the phone and start tweeting. I'm worried about the people at the Washington Post. You think they're having meltdowns a la Twitter? Oh, no. You know what they're going to need, Jared? You know what they're going to need? They're going to need a safe space.
In my safe space.
My safe space.
It's not bad enough that we work for a billionaire. But now, he's blaming the Biden administration for inflation. I can't take this anymore.
You're never going to own the Commanders with that attitude, Mr. Bezos.
I know. Seriously, what is he thinking here? This is beautiful. I love all these moments, though. You know, I do. I feel the same way as when Elon Musk was like, I'm going to take over Twitter. It just gives you a renewed sense of maybe there's some sanity left in this world.
You guys have gotten so crazy that the electric vehicle green energy guy and the anti-Donald Trump editorial every hour guy are now against you.
Yeah.
Like, that's how nuts you have gone.
Yeah, you know what I would say to the Biden administration? When you've lost Jeff Bezos, you've lost the left. Because he was what we call a good billionaire. There's bad billionaires, and there's good billionaires.
Clock's ticking, John Henry. What are you going to do for us?
Yeah, seriously. Hey, you know what? It's weird. Times are weird. Who knows? By Friday, maybe we'll be singing his praises, too. I don't know. I can't explain this, but I love it. All right, when we come back, we are actually going to talk a little bit. You know, I just said that it restores your faith that maybe there's some sanity left in the world. Well, don't worry. Lori Lightfoot, the face of Chicago, is here to remind you that there's plenty of craziness, too. We'll be back with that sound. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He's also the nicest guy ever. So nice. Really, really cares about his patients, every single one. He takes such pride in his work, and he fixes your teeth and your smile. But what he really does is he fixes your confidence. He builds your self-confidence. And when you have a smile you're proud of, it radiates. It takes over all different parts of your life. You feel better when you're talking to people. You smile more. It's just a great way to feel good about yourself. The better you look, the better you feel. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. If you've thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called, now is the time. Take care of yourself. They're conveniently located off of Route 3. They have plenty of parking. You can reach them at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. When we come back, we will take your calls. We'll play a little bit of Lori Lightfoot. We have a lot more to get to, a lot of sound. 844-500-4242. You know what my favorite thing we said today, Jared, is? I might write a column on this. It's like, fixing global warming? Check. Fixing baby formula distribution? I don't think so. That's a you problem. Don't look at us. You know, if Putin's like hacking things, it wasn't on our list of 17 things he couldn't hack.
Why would Putin hack baby formula? Such a terrible man.
But then if they want to, I don't even know, like all of their goals, they have very lofty goals. But when it comes to fixing things that would seem like it would be in their reach, no.
We have to save the planet for our children. I mean, we don't want them to be born or feed them.
Yeah.
But in case they make it after that, we need to save the planet for them.
That's a very true statement. That's one of your best things you've said in a long time, Jared. Mark that. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
One of the things I'd say in response to the media is when they talk about, especially early on, about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
Has the Rolling Stone writer who falsely accused the ICE officer of having a Nazi tattoo, has she weighed in on that comment? Because that is insulting. Excuse me, sir. The media is doing a bang-up job every single day. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4. They make sales and leasing so easy. Howie and I will be live from Toyota of Portsmouth this Friday from 12 to 6 with t-shirts for sale and other fun things. So come on out to Toyota of Portsmouth this Friday. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think any justices will change their opinion on Roe versus Wade?
No, because they really are supposed to be above the fray. I know that that's kind of a, you know, overused expression, but they're supposed to be above the fray. They're not supposed to be intimidated by, you know, the political winds pushed and pulled based off these peaceful protests. So I'm going to say no. I really don't think they will be.
Up to 77% now say no. 23% believe they will.
But I cannot imagine what is going to happen if Roe versus Wade is overturned. This is going to be the meltdowns we are going to see. It might rival 2016. It might rival Hillary Clinton losing
The election. It's going to get ugly.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, Jared, do we have Lori Lightfoot? I want to play this for everyone because, you know, Lori Lightfoot is a very busy woman. She's the public face of Chicago. When she's not tweeting out photos of herself in Texas reading To Kill a Mockingbird, because that's going to solve the shootings in Chicago, she's making comments like this one that's supposed to help the crime crisis currently afflicting Chicago. Here's Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Right now in Chicago, the curfew for young people is 11 p.m. on the weekends. And this is, as I said, been in place for several decades. We're changing that. Today, I'm signing an executive order to move that curfew back on weekends to 10 p.m. And I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew that's been in effect for a very long time.
I don't think this is going to work. Call me crazy.
Question from the audience.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, just in general. Question from the audience.
Yeah, like how do you plan on making this work? I don't claim to be a delicate genius. You know, I really, Jared, when you boil it down, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm not a boomer, but I am a rube. And I don't understand all of the complicated workings of these delicate geniuses. However, and correct me if I'm wrong, I need your expertise on this. If you set a curfew in hopes that people will stop shooting other people, do you think the people who are doing the shooting, do you think they are also the same people who are going to abide by the rules of the curfew? That is just something where I say, okay, this person has a gun, probably not a legal gun. They're shooting people. Maybe a curfew isn't as intimidating. You tell me about a curfew, Jared. You know me. I'm head narc. I'm a nerd. I'm going to follow that curfew, but I'm not really the person you have to worry about.
Yeah, and I can just see all the MS-13 gangbangers sitting around. Oh, they moved the curfew down. All right, well, sorry. Can't go to my daughter's recital now. I got to go to a killing.
Yeah, or, you know, I got to get home.
Yeah.
Lori's going to be calling any second. My curfew's at 10. It's 10:15. I'm dead meat. 844-500-4242.
Can you come back tomorrow? We'll shoot you tomorrow. The curfew's in 12 minutes.
Maybe I'm just skeptical. Maybe I'm just, I just don't understand it. 844-500-4242. A little bit of Joe Biden sound and your calls when we get back.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. All right, this is our last segment before we bring in the one and only Howie Carr, and I wanted to open it up for all of the listeners. We've had some great callers today, but there's still room for a couple more. It's 844-500-4242. And before we play some interesting sound cuts from today and also talk a little bit more about Joe Biden's recent address, and I do want to go back and forth a little bit more on this, on their handling of the baby formula shortage, because this is becoming a real pattern, is that they just think they're victims of circumstance. I'm old enough to remember when these same people were the best and the brightest. They were the Avengers. They knew about everything. Everything Donald Trump did was wrong, which kind of made you think that meant they knew what was the right thing to do, right? If he was wrong on everything, then what they were going to do was going to be right. That's the George Costanza effect. If everything they're doing is wrong, then what we're going to do is going to be correct.
Donald Trump fed babies? No, executive order. Get it out of here.
Jared, what do I always say? When you pin all of your political beliefs, not based off your morals, not based off your values, not based off your intellect, but you base it all off doing the opposite of what one guy did, this is the result. And so now they're shoulder shrugging their way through this administration like, I think we're doing a pretty good job. I found out about the baby formula shortage today. I was on my ride in. I was listening to a podcast. Is this a big deal? News to me. So they're really just dropping the ball yet again. But we should be expecting that. You know, I took the Washington Post advice about lowering my expectations. Surprisingly, Jeff Bezos, who runs the Washington Post, just really surpassed my expectations of what I thought he was capable of. So kudos to him. On a separate note here, on a very serious note, we have been talking about what happened in Buffalo over the weekend, and I just wanted to mention Aaron Salter, a retired Buffalo police officer who died fighting the mass shooter, a real American hero, and I hope he rests in peace. I hope his family finds some peace in this horrible time. And God bless the life and the memory of Aaron Salter. I would like to play a few sound cuts here. And if any of them speak to you and you want to call in and give us your take, you're more than welcome. I think, Jared, that we should start with some of these Biden cuts. Because the president had a few different events over the weekend, and he actually had one today as well. Let's start with the Biden National Peace Officers Memorial. I would like to play 9, please, Jared.
How many police officers have multiple times been put in line and had to do things that they didn't have to think they'd have to do?
You lost the momentum there a little bit, sir. It's also just the loudness, Jared, of certain words. You know, there's really no rhyme or reason to when he gets loud.
He was kind of yelling the whole time at this memorial, but yeah, he really ramps it up when he talks about putting on a lion they have to not have.
I gotta ask for number 11 as well, please.
They will come. One will bring a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eyes.
Wait, hold on.
Bring a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eyes.
That was a late S. That S was a little behind. All right, now Biden was at a public safety officer.
Put two spaces on the teleprompter.
Yeah, who's ever writing these speeches, man. Biden at public safety officer's Medal of Valor ceremony. Let's just go in order. Let's have cut 12, please.
And we're also joined by Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco is here, and the Drug Enforcement Agency, Ann Milgen. Where's Ann? Ann's in the back.
All right, not too bad. He's off to a good start. Cut 13.
Today, and Congressman Adriano Espejo, you can call me Bidden. We've known each other so long, and I still stumbled. I apologize.
You can call me Bidden. I kind of like that. That was pretty quick for him. You can call me Bidden. Actually, someone did call him Bidden. Remember that cut we had?
I ain't voting for Joe Bidden.
Joe Bidden. Yeah, people have called him that before. All right, let's play one more here. Cut 14, please.
How many times have you sat in front of the steps of your house when the city lights have gone out and you turn to your husband or your wife, holding your kids, and say, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Go do your job. Go do your job.
All right, so this was a, you know, this wasn't actually too bad for him. So I'm going to let this one go. That was Biden at the Public Safety Officers Medal of Valor ceremony today. One cut I do want to play, though, is that Joe Biden should not get too comfortable as far as 2024 goes. I know he tells us he's going to run. A lot of people say that cannot be the case. But, you know, we've heard it from his lips before. And we'll hear it again leading up to 2024. And it makes sense. He's not going to say he's not going to run because then he loses all his power. It's just not what you do. However, there is another young, dynamic, charismatic, sharp, funny, cool guy who's waiting in the wings. And this is always how it goes, Jared, in any job. You know, a new, young, hot person comes into the office and he's gunning for your spot. You think to yourself, oh boy, you know, this is my this is going to be the person who takes my job, who steals my gig. They're cooler than me. They've got all the great qualities that everybody wants. Oh boy, I better watch out. Of course, you guys don't even need me to explain who this is. You know who it is. It's the one and only Bernie Sanders. He is saying that nothing's off the table. He's talking to Chuck Todd about this. Can I have that cut, please?
Last question. Are you definitely going to rule out ever being a presidential candidate again? Or if there's an open race in 2024, could you?
Why did I think you might ask that question?
Well, Shakur wrote it in his memo.
You know, you don't look. Nope. No politician I know rules out, you know, all options. You know, everything is on the table. But, you know, right now my focus is to do everything that I can to elect candidates to Congress who are going to stand up and fight for working families in this coming midterm election.
Watch out, Joe
the
Biden.
The future is now.
Watch out, Joe Biden. You heard it from his lips. He's not ruling anything out. This is going to be like the Mandelbaums. What? All these old people just duking it out for the top spot. And you know, the craziest part is it's not like Bernie Sanders can get up there and go, you know, Joe Biden, he's just been too moderate. You need me. I'm going to bring the radical progressive edge that this country needs. Everyone's like looking at $8, you know, gas prices and going, I don't think so. I'm good. I'm good for a while. You know what? Check back with me in a few years when I'm ready to give a socialist another go. But for right now, I think I'm good. I think I got a taste of it, you know? I love how he says, too, like, you want to keep all your options on the table. I thought too many options weren't a good thing. I thought that damn deodorant was really giving him a hard time. And now we just want, what do we want? We want hundreds of options?
Translation, I need another lake house. So get ready to bribe me.
No, exactly. My wife's, what do they call that? I always say we always need to start a consultation. Is that what it is?
Oh, consulting firm.
Consulting, yes. Yeah. His wife's consulting firm has been running out of business for a few years. She needs another boost. And that's exactly what Bernie
would
be.
There's only so many universities in Vermont that we can bilk. We need a new lake house.
Even if I'm a Democrat and I'm younger and maybe I'm not that popular, you've got to be looking at these 80-year-olds and going, I must have a shot. Like, if they can do it, anyone can do it. But that would just be the most beautiful thing, is if the Democrats decided, you know, Biden, his approval ratings are too low, let's bring in the 80-year-old socialist. That should really pump up the polls. The polls are cratering. Everyone's upset about inflation. Everyone's upset about the state of the world. Let's bring in Bernie Sanders.
That's when Steny Hoyer becomes office hot, basically.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up Steny. Thank you for that segue. Steny Hoyer. So what were up with these comments, Jared? I feel like this has to be a typo. There's no way he said right now, when everyone's talking about rhetoric and how, you know, words are violence and we have to tamp down the rhetoric, Steny Hoyer says we're at war.
Well, technically he is. His revenue streams are being cut off all over the place.
He says we're at war. He's referring to with Russia? Did anyone tell the American people that we are now at war with Russia, or is this just, did Steny decide on his own?
I think he went rogue here, to take a Brian Stelter phrase.
You know what I'm realizing, Jared?
And I'm going to go a little bit rogue here, so bear with me, okay?
I'm bearing with you, sir. I'm realizing a lot of the issues that we find ourselves in now, it's a result of people going rogue. Sometimes I think I'm going to go rogue here, and then I go, no, I'm not. Not a lot of good comes from going rogue. Let's take a listen to Steny. This is Cut 14.
As I told you, in Cove Point is now sending 80%, reversing Asia supply to European supply because they need it because we're at war.
We're at war. You heard it here first. I would have loved to know that when we decided on it. 844-500-4242. Just a heads up, today's gas money winner, big congratulations goes to... Do I have the right one? I feel like this was Howie's. Okay, I'm going to say it. Linda, you are the winner.
You won! You did it!
Yes, big congratulations. Keep an eye out for an email from Grace Curley Show. I'm sorry, from store@HowieCarshow.com. If you want to enter to win... gas money. We give away $50 every weekday here at the Grace Curley Show. Just go to gracecurleyshow.com and enter your email. While you're there, you can check out the store.
No, Linda is the correct winner for the Grace Curley Show. So, Linda, look out for that email.
Good. I didn't want to have to take it away. Sorry. And a Linda somewhere in New England starts just crying. No! By the way, if you are at gracecurlyshow.com, you should also check out Grace's goodies. We have about half of the wonderful Southern Airways tickets, round-trip tickets that you can get for $100. They originally cost $200. They're up for $100 right now at gracecurlyshow.com. Click store. I'm telling you right now, when Howie Carr gets in here and he announces this, he's an incredible salesman. These are going to be gone real quick. So if you're listening to my show, I want you to get this deal first. It's $100 for a round-trip ticket, and they have three local airports, Norwood, New Bedford, and Providence, Rhode Island. This is really, really fun. Like I said before, and I genuinely mean this, I don't know, Jared, if you've ever done it, you should definitely try. It's really fun because the travel time actually becomes a really fun part of the trip that you look forward to.
They will come. One will bring a smile to your lips before.
That clip might end up being a Hall of Famer.
The Southern Airways flight will bring a smile to your lip. Free marketing, Mark. There you go.
Just go to gracecurlyshow.com and click on store to get that Grace's goodies. 844-500-4242. And one other thing I want to hit here before we bring in Howard Lawrence Carr is the fact that on Friday I was told, so first I was told there was no baby formula shortage, which is, you know, always the first step of these problems. The first step of the Biden administration is not admitting they have a problem. That's their first thing. And then they say, listen, we'll blame it on the moms who are hoarding the baby formula because that's going to go over well. We'll have Bette Midler tweet about how people should just use their breast milk and we will blame the moms who are hoarding this formula. And then they start blaming price gouging. So is that code for the baby formula oligarchs? Is there like a big four?
Baby.
Big baby.
Big baby is behind it.
Yeah. So let's just all take a deep breath and realize this administration has no plans on solving any problems. They are just, remember when Joe Biden said, I'm not going to pass the buck. Yeah, you're not going to pass the buck. You're going to chuck the buck at people's faces every time you turn around and then run away from the buck back into your basement of the White House, back to pulling dog's tails and sticking your face in a bowl of ice cream. You wouldn't even know where the buck was if he tried to find it at this point. Is the buck with Trump? Is it with Putin? Is it with the oil oligarchs? Is it with the private sector? Is it with the greedy moms who are hoarding baby formula? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. On the bright side, as I mentioned, Dr. Fauci gave an in-kind contribution to Donald Trump by announcing that if Trump wins in 2024, he will step away from his post. If you needed any more reason to vote for Donald Trump in 2024, there you go. That's it right there. I don't even think he needs to use the MAGA King, which was also an in-kind contribution. He can just use the Dr. Fauci announcement. When we come back, we are talking to the MAGA Prince, Howard Lawrence Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Joining us now is Howie Carr. Howie, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Grace.
Howie, the first thing I want to ask you is, what is your take on, and I know we don't call it pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing when it's, people with that strange new respect who are doing it, but Liz Cheney is taking this opportunity after this horrible, horrible incident over the weekend to blame Republicans for what happened. She ripped House GOP leaders claiming they enabled white supremacists. What's your response to that?
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, she's just going for her next job, which is an MSNBC contributor.
This is like her audition tape.
Right, exactly. There's no need to take her seriously or Kinzinger seriously.
And Howie, I know you've got a huge show planned today. You've got Dr. Fauci, Kamala, Biden, the baby formula shortage, all that stuff in the news. But if you don't mind, I do have to ask you, have you been following the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp situation?
A little bit.
I heard you talking to the mailroom manager about this. And here's the headline in the New York Post. Amber Heard blames Johnny Depp's bed poop on dog. I don't think it's funny, she says. This is the tale of Captain
Jack Sparrow. I'd prefer to hear Atomic Dog by George Clinton.
Hey, we have had some great response
Why
to the
must
Johnny
I
Depp song.
Chase the cat? Why must I chase the cat? Do, 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 do.
Well, we'll put it to a vote tomorrow. Say, what do people want to hear when they hear Johnny Depp?
This still doesn't sound like Atomic Dog.
I like the giant squid. Giant squid! Howie, what do you have planned for us today? Give us a little rundown.
We'll talk about the Buffalo shooting. And we also have Let's Go Brandon at 6 o'clock.
Thank you, Brandon. Yes.
Thank you. Let's Go Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. Whatever. And are you going to do Hate Mail Monday today or not?
Yeah, I am.
I know that the Herald changed its comment board section, so it's a lot harder to get stuff off the Herald.
Yeah, but you know what, Howie?
There's still stuff.
There's still plenty of stuff. I don't know if that's going to make you happy or sad. There's still plenty of material.
It's okay one way or the other.
Hate mail for Howie Carr is like rain or water coming into a house. It's going to find a way, you know? Even if one way is shut off, they always find another platform.
Here we go. How can you not say this is the best canine song ever written?
Giant squid wins all day long. All right, Howie Carr is coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
This is a story of famous dog.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
The dog that chases its tail will be busy.